Hello, and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, there is an obesity crisis in Western countries. Over 25% of British adults are classified as obese, and over 39% of American adults are classified as obese. And we all know why this is the case, because the media tells us. It's because people eat too much, they eat unhealthy foods, and they don't do enough exercise. I mean, that's basically it. It's all to do with a series of environmental factors, right? And if only we could correct those factors, then people could be thin again. Well, wrong. Wrong, according to a fascinating new paper, which is currently a preprint, it's yet to be published, entitled Microevolutionary Hypothesis of the Obesity Epidemic by Joseph Frayman. And what they note is that there is actually a very strong genetic component to the obesity epidemic. Indeed, they argue that the obesity epidemic should mainly be understood in genetic terms. It has occurred because of genetic changes in the population since about 1930 that have been brought about by a collapse in the percentage of women dying during childbirth. And it's dying during childbirth that is the big factor, the absence, the collapse of dying during childbirth, which is the big reason why we have this obesity epidemic. Now, let's look in detail at what they have to say. So first of all, they note that based on twin studies, the heritability of obesity, that is to say, becoming extremely overweight, and you become extremely overweight because what obesity is a buildup of dysfunctional adipose tissue, which then recruits further tissue, further fat, which makes you extremely fat and makes you unable or less able to get rid of the fat. That's obesity. So the heritability of obesity is between 74 and 90%. So this means that if there was an increase in obesity, we would at least expect it to be partly something to do with genetics. Now, with regard to how such an increase can happen so quickly, they are aware of people's scepticism of this, and they argue that, well, let's say there are 1,000 alleles that cause increase in BMI. Now, if that's the case, a shift of just 5% in the prevalence of those alleles will increase BMI from 25 to 30. So this shows you that across 100 years, a shift like that in those alleles could substantially increase obesity. And this is what they're arguing. They're arguing that there has been a change over the last 100 years. Modern obstetrics was introduced in about 1930. In 1930, the percentage of women who would die during childbirth was something like about 10%. So 10% of women are dying during childbirth, and about 14% of children would die basically as babies. But the big predictor of dying during childbirth is being obese or having the propensity to become obese. Among those women that are obese in 1930, it would have been 60% of women who would have died during childbirth. And then those children would themselves have been less healthy, such that it wasn't 14% of the children of obese mothers that would die when they were very young. It was 56% of them that would die. So what we had with high maternal mortality during childbirth, or relatively high maternal mortality during childbirth, was a selection pressure against obese women, was a selection pressure against the alleles that cause obesity. These were being selected out every generation by obese women or women that were prone to being obese, dying during childbirth and thus at most having, you know, limiting the number of children they could have. And then their children themselves, if they did survive childbirth, being more likely to die and not pass on their genes. And this began to change in 1930 or about 1930 with the rise of modern obstetrics. In order to demonstrate that this was the case, the team looked at 190 countries, and they looked at the relationship between maternal death rate, you know, during giving birth, and a number of correlates of obesity, and they found that the correlates of obesity, such as GDP, such as calorie intake, such as physical inactivity, they all explained obesity in countries to a lesser extent than maternal death during childbirth. So in these 190 countries, the big predictor of maternal death during childbirth, of obesity, was maternal death during childbirth, rather than the factors that you would predict it to be, such as GDP, calorie intake, or physical inactivity. When they just looked at countries that had above the median rate of maternal death during childbirth, then 20% of the variance in obesity was explained by maternal death during childbirth. It was not explained by the factors that you would predict at all. It was not explained by calories. It was not explained by physical inactivity. So this is showing you that maternal death during childbirth has a clear causal relationship with obesity. If you take away maternal death during childbirth, you end up with increased obesity. If you bring in maternal death during childbirth, then you decrease obesity. And so what they argue this has meant is that over the last 100 years, with the collapse of maternal death during childbirth, you have had this build-up all the time of alleles that would be associated with obesity. And when this is brought together with a society in which there is an abundance of food, there is an abundance of unhealthy food, in which unhealthy food is cheap, and in which there is very little need to engage in lots of physical activity, then of course you are going to get an obesity epidemic. Now, further consistent with this, they also show that between 1947 and 1961, the Swiss calorie intake increased, but there was very little shift in obesity across that time. The shift in obesity came later. It came later as the percentage of the population that was born after about 1930 began to increase and increase and increase. And of course, now we are in a situation where approximately 100% of the population in most Western countries was born after 1930, after this selection pressure against obesity was removed. Similarly, a study in Sweden between 1951 and 1981 found an increase in the variance of genes associated with obesity between those years, which would strongly imply that something was happening at the genetic level to increase obesity. So when we take the view that obesity is all a matter of environmental factors, it's all a matter of calorie intake and exercise and whatever, this seems to be an oversimplification. In fact, the collapse of maternal death during childbirth has been a selection event over the last 100 years, which has made society increasingly obese. Now, if you've been following events at the Jolly Heretic Public House, you may have noticed that things have been changing in the nature and the quality of the videos. And that's because certain things have been changing behind the scenes. Certain interesting people have been becoming interested in what's going on. And so, yeah, there's change afoot. And in that regard, we have some very exciting events coming up. Now, we already had a very exciting event in London in October. And there was 90 people that turned up from all walks of life who had... We had fantastic fun. They learned about life behind the scenes at the Jolly Heretic Public House and what's going on and what's changing. And I got to meet people and chat with people and have a beer and talk about the Neo-Byzantium, the idea that we are going to be the holdouts of civilization, are going to find a way to keep civilization going and keep something preserved against all the chaos. And so that went very, very well. And so we thought, what about people that live in the north of the country? What about people that live in the north of the country? And so in that regard, I'm very pleased to announce that there's going to be another in-person event. This is going to be in Liverpool on the 16th of December. And that will be for those that, of course, missed out on the London event. And again, we will be a chance to look behind the scenes at the Jolly Heretic to find out what's going on, to meet like-minded, naughty, heretical people. And, of course, to learn about the Neo-Byzantium that we're trying to build. And then the night before that, there will be another exciting event. And that will be in London. And this will be a Christmas dinner the night before with me and some very select people. Some very select people, many of whom you will have heard of and you'll be rather interested to meet. And so this will be a chance to sort of talk about these things at a deeper level and to celebrate Christmas, albeit a bit early, and to really have a great deal of fun and to imbibe and whatever, but also to talk about what's going on and talk about the future of civilization. So I would be most grateful if as many of you as possible would like to come to either of these events, and I look forward to seeing you there. I look forward to meeting you. I look forward to chatting with you, getting to know you, and the links are in the description. Are you ready for the future of the West?